The state of Arkansas has a death penalty problem. The state is rushing to execute death row inmates at an unprecedented pace this month before its supply of lethal drugs expires. The expiration date is important because it's getting a lot harder for states to obtain lethal injection drugs. And as a result, executions are actually down nationwide, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Death penalty laws are on the books in 31 states, but only 5 carried out executions last year. Lethal injection methods are under increasing legal scrutiny, and pharmacies don't want to provide the deadly drug combinations for the purpose of putting prisoners to death. Mississippi hasn't executed anyone since 2012.
I'll admit it is more and more difficult to carry out the sentence of the death penalty.
Republican Andy Gibson is the chairman of the Mississippi House Judiciary Committee. He says for the last 6 years, lawmakers have had to tweak the state's death penalty statute to keep it constitutional.
And it's been a huge problem year after year after year. So we modify the formula. We try to see if we can come up with another suitable formula of injection that will be humane. And then another lawsuit gets filed to say, we can't do that either.
So this year, Mississippi came up with a backup plan. Should its lethal injection protocol not stand, it will turn to a hierarchy of old school execution methods: the gas chamber, the electric chair, or a firing squad. Utah also allows for the firing squad, and Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee have brought back the electric chair. States are coming up with these alternatives to deal with what the Death Penalty Information Center deems a de facto moratorium on executions in some places. The group opposes capital punishment and has documented a steep drop in the numbers of both executions and death sentences. Executive Director Robert Dunham says 2/3 of the states either don't have the death penalty or haven't executed anyone in more than a decade.
Executions have been concentrated in a small number of southern states. The rest of the country is largely not carrying out executions. If they do, they're doing so rarely.
7 states have abolished the death penalty in the last 15 years, but public support remains. For instance, after the Nebraska legislature repealed capital punishment in 2015, voters reinstated it last year. Dunham says courts have allowed 4 more convictions to be reviewed, and the result has been fewer death sentences carried out.
The single most likely outcome of a capital case once somebody is sentenced to death is not that they will be executed. It's that their conviction or death sentence will be overturned.
That fact has led some officials to rethink capital punishment. Newly elected prosecutors in Denver and Orlando have said they won't seek death sentences. The decision has sparked controversy in Florida.
Florida stands with State Attorney Ayala.
Death penalty opponents rallied at the Capitol last week in support of Orlando's State Attorney Aramis Ayala. Governor Rick Scott has removed her from handling 22 murder cases because of her refusal to seek the death penalty.
It is a response to a broken system.
When she took office, Ayala says, Florida's death penalty was unconstitutional and existing sentences were under review.
I'm looking at cases from 1970s. I'm looking at cases that existed when I was 2 years old, and families have been waiting on death sentences since then. And I had to look at an open case in my office and say, am I going to throw this case into that pile of chaos?
As that plays out in Florida, Arkansas is making preparations to execute 8 inmates in a 10-day stretch later this month before its lethal injection drugs expire, a pace never seen in the U.S. since the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in the 1970s. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.